Israeli voters today are voting for prime minister in an atmosphere of tension and uncertainty. The violence that erupted last September continues. It's left nearly 400 people dead, mostly Palestinians. And a man long considered too extreme and too controversial to lead Israel is expected to score an overwhelming victory over incumbent Ehud Barak. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The polls have consistently shown Barak's challenger, Ariel Sharon, with a 20-point lead. But the polls show a lack of enthusiasm for both candidates, and there is uncertainty about how many of Israel's 4.5 million voters will turn out. Going into the election, a large portion of the electorate was undecided, and many Israelis may cast what is known here as a yellow ballot, a blank one, as a protest. The head of the National Elections Committee, Judge Michel Heshen, is urging all Israelis to take part.
I think that everybody should vote. This is a right, a civil obligation that anyone has. Generations of people fought for it. The yellow vote, it's a surrender.
Prime Minister Barak voted this morning at his home in Kochav Yair, east of Tel Aviv. Only Barak's most avid supporters believe he has any chance of pulling out a surprise victory. But Barak was upbeat, still trying to convince Israeli voters that they face greater dangers from Sharon as their leader than they do with him.
The people know what is important for us. And this is a real choice between extremism and our position, which is intends to set a limit, to have the strength to make decisions and to move toward a better Israel, separating ourselves from the Palestinians.
The election here is taking place under heavy security. The Israeli army has sealed off the West Bank and Gaza to prevent any Palestinians from entering Israel. Militant Palestinian groups are threatening once again to set off terrorist bombs inside Israel. Just a few days ago, Israeli troops killed a Palestinian man trying to smuggle what was said to be 30 pounds of explosives out of Gaza and into Israel. And last night, Palestinian snipers shot and killed an Israeli soldier in Gaza. It has been this atmosphere of violence and the insecurity most Israelis feel as a result that have undermined Barak, says Colette Avital, one of his supporters in the Labor Party.
I think that what went wrong is the equation between the peace process and violence. It's the moment violence starts, I think you must realize that the Israeli ethos has been, is, and will remain security.
Consequently, the mood in Israel is uneasy, with worries both about the Palestinians and about Sharon as leader. Signs have appeared warning, prepare the bomb shelters, perhaps a fitting indicator about how some Israelis, albeit a minority, feel about having Ariel Sharon as prime minister. There is much talk of a wider war, and some of Sharon's extreme right-wing supporters have urged him to take extreme measures in response to the violence, among them bombing the Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon or bombing Iran, which gives support to Hezbollah. Some have also suggested that Sharon send the Israeli army back to reoccupy the Palestinian territories that were turned over to Yasser Arafat under the Oslo peace framework. But in the main, Israelis do not seem to think Sharon will take them into a wider war. Perhaps paradoxically, says Ruth Gavison of the Israel Democracy Institute, Israelis worry that Barak's weakness is more likely to lead to wider conflict.
Israel has been communicating to the region and to the world that it's so afraid of war that it will try to avoid war at all costs. And I think what people are saying is, we don't want war. 60%, 70% of the population are afraid of war. What they're saying is, the way Barak leads, despite the fact that it's supposed to lead to peace, is going to lead to a worse war.
Sharon has been largely silent for the past couple of days, sensing an easy victory. Just what his actions will be in his first days as prime minister, if the voters confirm the pollsters, only he knows. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.